Thank you all for being with me tonight. This is the Gate of Power, the Leo Gate of Power, or the Lion's Gate. It's called lots of things, y'all. This time of year, every year, is very special. All the way back to the 80s with the Harmonic Convergence, which was happening around August 15th, 16th. It was the first global meditation. And here we are doing it again, doing it a lot, doing it together. So I want everyone to just relax into their space, as I am doing. Get present. Get comfortable. Make sure you have some water or something to drink. There will be a recording and a replay. Quick announcement. I got rained out, so I'm inside, y'all. But my fire is going on, and I'll see what I can do to pop in a video later and make it good and beautiful for you. So let's everyone relax while I invite our benevolent angels and ancestors, loving Orisha and personal animal guides and helping spirits to be with us tonight. We each have a powerful invisible team of support, and it's even more potent when we bring them together like this, Sashay. So take a deep cleansing breath in right now just to make that connection above, below, and at the heart. Start to get present. Open to receive those messages this night that are just for you. Take a deep breath in. Try to do it to the count of four and hold and release to the count of four. And we're going to start at the heart chakra, where we honor the direction of East as an initiation point and where we access the inner wisdom of the mind and the element of air, your breath, the breath of life and the heart chakra. So let's picture a beautiful emerald green crystal infused with light from within and spinning brightly right there. And breathe as if you're breathing through and from your heart and take a deep breath in. And hold and release. Come on down to your power center, where we honor the direction of south, a culmination point, and where we access the inner wisdom of the spirit and the element of fire. So here I want you to picture your favorite shade of yellow, crystal or flower or something bright and yellow, infused with light from within and spinning brightly. And take a deep cleansing breath in right at your power center, making that connection to your own I am presence, which is going to come up a lot tonight. Deep breath in. And hold and release. Come on down to your creative center, where we honor the direction of west, a completion point, and where we access the inner wisdom of the soul and the element of water. So connecting to your own creative flow and energetic flow, and the favorite color of orange infused with light from within, a beautiful crystal spinning brightly, and make that connection to your own creativity and your personal emotions, your water element. Deep breath in. And hold and release. Come on down to the root chakra, where we honor the direction of north, a conception point, and where we access the inner wisdom of the body and the element of earth. And we be here now. So picture your favorite shade of red crystal infused with life from within and spinning brightly. And take a deep cleansing breath in right at your root. Deep breath in. And hold and release. Okay, welcome, welcome, everyone. Let's see who else showed up while we were breathing and getting present. After I had to switch gears, y'all, this is how you know Mercury retrograde is coming. As my altar is downstairs and there is a fire going, and I am upstairs because there is rain and hail, y'all. Gotta love the mountains. It is so crazy. So we are honoring the Gate of Power. I have to always remind you about the way that the seasons roll. We have winter, spring, summer, fall, and then the Gates of Power are the midpoints in between. Yay's here, y'all. Oh my God. So the regular seasonal rhythm we're all pretty familiar with, but these Gates of Power are the midpoints in between them. And we always like to check in with the midpoints. We're right between summer solstice and fall equinox now. How's it going? What's happening? How is the energy shifting? What's going on for you? Now, when I look at the rhythms with the winter, spring, summer, fall, they're very solar oriented. That means we're outer directed, we're doing things with other people, we're making moves, lots of choices and changes and decisions and things. And then we have these gates of power, which are more lunar. They're more behind the scenes where we are preparing personally and privately, right? So this is all about you at this time. And you get to pull in and do a little assessments. And we're preserving what life or vitality there is. Because this is what's called the pre-harvest, y'all. So to the degree that you've been able to release and clear certain things and bring things to culmination, this is where you can get a jump on your harvest time. What have you accomplished for the new year? What is, like I said, got some juice, got some energy. And then you know what's coming up because of the Venus retrograde and the upcoming Mercury retrograde. We are being called to pull out or dust off old creative projects and see if there's any juice or life in them. Because I've talked to a couple of people and had this validated where they're getting a whole new download about their creative projects that have been sort of bubbling in the cauldron and being cultivated over time recently. So let's think about that. Again, what has juice and vitality and goodness that you can build on and that you can strengthen and fortify and get into the base, right? So let's be mindful of that. What is worthy of preserving, growing strong, what's useful and nourishing, while we're also in a purification time where we get to release a certain amount of density. Because if we're assessing what has life and vitality, you're also going to come up on some pruning of what is dead and done and over with and needs to be cleared out the way so you can have a good harvest, right? So we are deeply connected to our gratitude at this moment for whatever is working and whatever is functioning. Like, I can't even be upset, y'all. It is so beautiful outside. And I am going to go work mojo the rest of the night. So I'll figure out a way to put something pretty with it and get the replay out in a good way. But it's just everyone is different. Every time we get together for these things, it's a different background for sunset. And I love it. And I'm getting better and better at all of it. And we are preparing. But if you haven't had a chance to breathe yet, you know, if you're just starting to slow down for the summer, then this is your time to do a sort of purification reset of your basic everyday living. Your rhythms and routines is what's coming up next month. So right now we're reconnecting with the heart and what you care about and what's important to you and where you're going to focus your energy so that you can activate a completely new rhythm and routine next month that supports the new goals and the new things that are being churned up by the Venus retrograde and that are going to get churned up even more with Mercury. Mercury is going to ask us to really work on our systems in a new way going forward, but I'll talk about that in a minute, y'all. Right now, I just want you to get a jump start on your harvest, make your offerings, release any regrets, anything that didn't work out, be done, be okay with that. Create your containers for your creative ideas, activating your creativity. Some of our divinations tonight, I asked for guidance on our pre-harvest assessments to renew the creative fire because that kept coming up over and over. And the shadow to be aware of. And then I had above and below, which some of you know from my readings, I always pull the top card and the bottom card for that. And above is for like navigating in the world, and below is privately navigating personally. And all of it comes back to our health and our well-being and reconnecting and kind of resetting our connection with our hearts right now. So if we do that, then we're also calling in that creativity and the things that we really, really, really care about. So we are cultivating something that's very important and deeply supported by the energies. So the energetic support, I usually do this for just this window, this 6-week window, is technically August 7th today through September 22nd, which is fall equinox. So this is the 6-week window that all of our guidance and energetic support is good for. And so the first thing I want to say out the gate is we are in a special lunation. And in the post-call goodies, you will get my lunar tools that I do. I give them in Yaya's classes. I give them in my classes as bonus material. And they have the Leo Aquarius lunation, which is up right now. We're in it. We are in it. We just had the Aquarius super full moon on the first, just within the last week. So we are clearing anything that that's blocking our unique contribution from being able to be made. And we are releasing anything that's inauthentic and no longer really reflects who you are or what you want to be known for. We're upgrading the presentation. That's another thing that's happening. So upgrading the presentation of yourself and, you know, sort of a new hairstyle, a new outfit. Yeye told us 2 years ago to start upgrading our white clothes. So I have all these new white tops and white bottoms so that I could have winter, spring, summer, fall, different kind of white clothes for each season.
Good for you, baby.
I knew you'd be proud. And so we are clearing anything that doesn't really reflect your energy and really show you, show the world what you're trying to express in any given moment. So we're clearing to the Leo new moon on the 16th. So that's about 10 days from now. And that is when we see the new presentation in a lot of ways. But there's a lot of power all tied up in that zone, y'all, because Venus meets the sun on August 13th. And then the moon and sun come together on the 16th for the new moon. So we have this juju with Venus behind the sun right now. She's what we call keeping counsel. She's in the underworld. She's invisible to our naked eye. And in shamanic astrology, that's what we do. We cultivate a relationship with the lights in the sky that we can see all the way to Saturn. We can see them. And they all have a morning star and evening star rotation that you can figure out and work with. And Venus is disappearing right now so that she can come back as the morning star, which is her warrior phase. We should be mindful of that. The 9 months of release work, she's in a fiery kind of energy, purifying and purging as we clear, release things that are no longer of value or no longer a priority, or if certain relationships have run their course, certain financial agreements and things that we've done in the past, that's run its course. And we're clearing things so that we can do something greater later in the year and definitely by spring, y'all. So no big money decisions this year until after October at the very least. And so just keep that in mind, because when Venus is backwards, we don't want to do anything. And I know this crew is all naturally beautiful, but they say not to do plastic surgery or anything on your beauty stuff during a Venus retrograde, or you will have issues. And I've tracked it, y'all, and it's true. My aunt had some kind of facelift, and then she got a terrible infection, but she don't believe nothing I talk about. So I, you know, what can I do? I can't tell her nothing, but it really is no big financial decisions. What I'm doing is researching for the big financial decisions I want to make in the next year or two. And so doing your homework in that way, again, figuring out what you need to do to be able to express at this higher level and present, and like I said, upgrade that presentation, whether it's personally or professionally. We're doing both if you have both activated. And so this lunation is all about getting back in touch with you and your authentic self and your unique contribution. What is that? So let's say most of you have already claimed a purpose and some kind of path that you're on. When it comes to this time, we ask that you specialize. Go a little deeper, narrow and deep on something specific. What is your specialty? What do you really care about, right? And how can you go deeper? And then what I really want to say about the lunar energy, because I'm still in the energetic support, is that the next lunation is another Pisces super full moon. So we're having two or three of those in a row, clearing in a really intense way so that we can seed in a clean way is a beautiful thing. But you got to recognize that this Leo Aquarius lunation that gets us back in touch with our heart and the Virgo Pisces lunation that gets us in touch with a recalibrated rhythm and routine that supports the new presentation, basically, right? If we're going to present something new to the world, we're going to need a new rhythm to support and protect it, right? So that is a precursor to the Aries Libra eclipses is where I'm going, y'all. When eclipses happen in the Aries Libra department, we have a lot of shakeups around our own identity and purpose, and that identity and purpose within the context of your relationships, partnerships, and collaborations. So there's going to be an upgrade that's rooted in you, the individual. You're the one getting the initiation. So the relationships have to get integrated. They're across the way. Libra and Aries are across from each other. The first house of self is across from the seventh house of relationships. So it's important that we're always working both and recognizing where we are with that. What I'm saying is if we can get in touch with our heart, get our health and wellness and our routine and things together, then we can definitely go into the eclipse season, which actually is a big break to realign that we can do. That's around your identity and purpose. So be ready for those changes coming in. With eclipses, we have changes that sometimes we can't necessarily plan for, but you know me, I love the cycles, and you can plan for it in my book. And what's up right now is an initiation of a new identity that's going to ask your relationships to balance and integrate something. And it's going to ask home and work to change something. You're going to have to make some new decisions because your identity is changing. And so that's what's up with the lunar internal personal energies going on during our little 6-week window of August, September, right? On August 15th, for about 2 months, Juno, who is our divine consort, she rules how we do relationship and partnership and collaboration, is also moving through Leo while Venus is retrograde in Leo. This is a lot of energy right there that is resetting again at the heart so that you can express more authenticity from your inside out and you can be more integrity with other people. And what my speech has been lately is be yourself and let the chips fall where they may. Part of the reason I'm so happy with the crew I'm running with now is because I get to be Kelly. I don't have to curb Kelly. And in a lot of other circles, I used to have to do that. And so God is good. I love Yay Yay because she makes us all get creative and find that part of ourselves that can shine. And that's what this Leo energy is bringing up.
And you better do it. You have got to do it. It's a requirement. Okay, I'm listening.
I got you. I'm listening. I got my homework. So we got 2 months to recalibrate our heart and our passions around our commitments and partnerships. What's going on there? Now, I don't know about y'all, but I'm in a 30 plus marriage and we're trying to rekindle that flame. That's perfect for that. If you're a creative artist, then it's perfect for activating your creativity. If you're calling in your lover, like Yay Yay wants the man and the house and the land and all of that, let's call in what your heart's desire, right? That's where we're at with that. And partnering, cultivating the relationship with Venus or the lights in the sky, however you see them as entities and energies that we can connect with that can be guiding lights, right? Stay in your heart with the creativity and let it magnetize that highest vibration of what you would like to partner with. And know that the Mercury retrograde through Virgo is a recalibration of your systems for living. We're going into our body, into our health, into our well-being with a special focus on mental health and physical health. Now, we also have that Saturn in Pisces helping us reset our spiritual practices. So I think you all are very encouraged to try new routines for your body and your spirit that allow you to do certain things on a daily basis. Now, if you want the dates for Mercury retrograde, it's went into Virgo July 28th and does not come out until October 4th. So that's all of August, all of September that Mercury's in Virgo, which means it's also challenging your Virgo, Pisces, and Gemini, Sag to grow and evolve and recalibrate those systems. Okay. So these are all your filters, your processors, how we process how life is going, which this is the season to do that, to process 2023. We're 3/4 of the way through and we're about to close it out and birth a new year. And 2024 is a whole new number, a whole new year, a whole new energy and vibration and frequency. But Mercury will be backwards August 23rd to September 15th. Retrograde on the 23rd, direct on September 15th, right before equinox. So that's Mercury doing its thing for 2 months of August, September. And then Mars also is moving in August 27th. So most of September, October, and November, Mars will be in Libra. So again, we have this other thing pointing out, what do you want within the context of relationships, partnerships, and collaboration? So here's where I usually rattle off my little list everybody loves. We want reciprocal relationships, profitable partnerships, creative collaborations, conscious contracts, constructive communities, and flourishing friendships. And if y'all want to add some and send them to me, that would be great. But that's where we're calling in with Mars. It's who you are and what you want. It's your action and choices. It's passion and what you get fired up about. In Libra is going to be more essence. It's an air sign. Remember that. It's an idealistic kind of energy of what's possible. It's a potential for balance and harmony and reciprocity and conscious equal partnership, which is what we're calling in. You want to have a conscious equal partnership with your energies and support team, your Orisha and ancestors and angels. certain things and with the people you're working with in real life on the ground. So Mars does this only every 2 years. So this means something's getting upgraded in our Aries, Libra, Cancer, Capricorn departments around who you are and what you want. So let's pay attention to that and how that comes up over and over. Uranus is still moving through Taurus, which is awakening our body and our sense of our primal needs and our instinctual needs, food, shelter, basic essential needs is up for a liberation and an awakening and a change of sorts. And in the bigger collective cycle, we're kind of back to that time after the Depression when they created the Fed and they created fake money and credit. And now here we are again with Bitcoin and they trying to create fake money and get people on all this other stuff. So just be mindful that with the social collective planets, it's what we agree to on the social collective levels. And so we want to call in new agreements around food and shelter and basic essential needs for humanity. We are working on that 8 ways to Sunday in all of Yeye's classes and circles. So we got you. Venus is in her process, as you know. So she's in Leo from June 5th to October 8th. So just know that this whole time is recalibrating your Leo department around your values and priorities and your relationships and finances in particular. So it's critical for you to create some downtime to process and really think about how you're changing and what you want to be known for. And think about what was going on in 2015 and 2007. And before that, 1999, if you can go back every 8 years, Venus goes to this point in her star is the Leo point. And so she's kicking off an 18-month cycle where we get to recalibrate our connection to the heart. And hopefully when we reclaim in the theme of Gemini, it unlocks new options and opportunities and new networking and social possibilities, right? So we're post-COVID, y'all. How do you want to go back in person? It's so deep how we have this opportunity to completely recalibrate what we care about. So, and then remember my thing, everything's a response to the last thing, preparation for the next thing. We're coming out of the Capricorn cycle. The last 18 months of Venus's priorities was around us clearing out old obligations and heavy burdensome folks and people who drained our energy and resources. And we cleared all that. We canceled contracts. We took ourselves out of different situations that were not productive or reciprocal. And in order to do that, we also did something, the way I describe it is like we built the bones of the house, we built the shelter, and now we're going to decorate it. With Leo, we make it look like you. You put your stamp on it so that it's shining your light and expressing your truth and your creativity, right? And most of all, your authentic self. So Venus is helping us do that, helping us love ourselves again. That self-love is going to get a huge recalibration, and you're probably going to connect a little deeper to your own unique contribution. So let's look into that and pay attention. And then remember my thing. So the first thing she does after that is going to hit Virgo, which means after Mercury's reset our thinking, she's going to come out renewed and refreshed and be like, all right, I got all new priorities, y'all. We got bigger things to do. And now we're serious and we've got some goals we've set and we've gotten organized. So think about setting 3, 6, 9, and 12 month goals around your relationships or finances. Okay. Set at least one tangible goal, something you can measure, and one essence goal. How do you want to feel? What kind of energy, what kind of essence do you want to radiate out? And what do you want to magnetize in and experience? Right. So let's think about that. Jupiter is also in Taurus. So now we got Uranus and Jupiter. This is consciousness 101, y'all, getting awakened in Taurus, which is around our food, sex, and money. Our creature comforts and our personal security is up for a liberation if we can believe something new, if we can choose a new story and cultivate a new story to tell a new story with what we believe to be true or possible at this juncture. Right. So thinking in an evolution of 12 years, 3, 6, 9, and 12 years with Jupiter, you can piece together the times it was in the fixed signs, which would be Taurus, Scorpio, or Leo, Aquarius, activating your self-love and self-worth and self-esteem issues as they are related to your consciousness and what you believe. So hopefully you can see that upgrade as well and know that we're having one right now. If you can get back in touch with your body, back in touch with Earth herself, doing more grounded things. You know, all this technology and AI and this, I feel like there's a split, y'all. And when people start, this started way long ago, okay? It's way past its beginning point where people were coming to me split, just totally divided because their virtual reality did not match their real reality. And they were having meltdowns because you can't do that. That's serving two masters. You cannot do that. So we have to stay human beings that are connected to Earth and function a certain way and use that technology and everything that's wonderful that allows us to connect. That's great. But it needs to assist, not take over. Okay. It's not in charge. It's like the ego. We make the ego follow. We need the ego. We need ego strength and autonomy, but we don't let it lead, right? So we lead with our heart and our spirit and our soul. And so Jupiter is recalibrating the story while it's backwards. Right now, it's going to go backwards September 4th until December 30th, New Year's. So for the rest of the year, we get to edit the story. What story did you start out telling in 2023? What story were you telling 12 years ago, which would have been, what is that, 2011-ish, 2012? That's a big shift, y'all. We all went through a lot of things back then, awakenings and all kinds of things. But what story were you telling around your values and priorities, around your creature comforts and personal security, and what you believed you were worth? What story were you telling 12 years ago? And how can we upgrade that this year? Okay. And then we got the ladies. Most of you know I love me the sacred feminine asteroids. So we already talked about Juno, the divine wife. Ceres is the divine mother. Vesta is the sacred individual, you, the individual, sort of the virgin whole unto yourself. And Pallas is your unique genius and your healing capacity. So we love these ladies because they're different aspects of the sacred feminine that give us access to a certain rhythm with our power and our self-expression, especially as women. So this month is crazy because three out of four of them are changing signs. Pallas is going into Libra. So now Pallas and Mars are going to be there around the same time for the same length of time. That means our unique genius and our healing capacity is now connected to our Mars, our passion and our energy and our life force and our Eros and all that good stuff. So let's heal some things. Let's look at things from a new perspective. We always talk about the symbol for Pallas is a diamond on top of a cross. So we call that prismatic perspective. We see a diamond in all its facets, right? We're looking for all the facets of Libra. The kinship and community and collaboration and balance and reciprocity between you and other folks. And I would also add from Kelly in the boundaries bitch class I'm creating in the back of my head is that this is the time to be grounded in on your base and thinking about the bridges that you're building into other communities and circles and places and ways that you are going to be giving back and sharing your unique contribution. And know that that's getting recalibrated too. Okay. You're going to be moving in new circles and connecting to different people as you grow and evolve this year, especially because so much is changing within you. And then this is the Kelly language for that. You can let your people know, your main people, that yes, I used to think that. I used to feel that way. I used to be attracted to that, but I'm not attracted to that anymore. And nobody's good, bad, right, or wrong. I'm just not into that anymore. Okay. Can we keep it moving? Can we talk about here and now? Can we just get present? And look at what's possible in right here. And I like that better. It keeps everybody present. So we are dreaming up a whole new way of interacting with folks that allows you to get back to your base and replenish and have sort of this balance of give and take, inward and outward experience, right? If COVID didn't do anything else, it recalibrated those boundaries of when you want to be around people in a certain setting. So we are really calling in that new level or that next level that we're going to do with that. Vesta's with sacred to you, the individual, is going into Cancer, and then it's going to retrograde back to Gemini, come back to Cancer, and doesn't hit Leo till way down the road. It's like 9 month process, y'all. So what is sacred to you, the individual, around your communication and self-expression and your creative ideas and your self-care, self-preservation, the things, your essential needs? Again, it's not just important, it's sacred. So how can you up your game there as well? And know that it's a process because she's going to retrograde, right? So she's going to change your thinking a little bit and get you more focused and in alignment with your soul self, with your sacred self, right? And then Ceres, the sacred mother, or how we nurture and like to be nurtured, is going into Scorpio until November 25th. So they're all going to be there pretty much through November, except for Vesta, who's going to be lingering. So Scorpio Ceres means we are nurturing our power and our soul and our spirit and our creativity. Remembering that I always describe Taurus as the Mother Earth energy, the food and the flowers and the substance and the abundance and the material reality. And Scorpio is the breath of God that breathes life into that. Okay, so we are calling in a new connection around nurturing and caring for our soul self, for our ancestors, for our invisible team, and nurturing that relationship, okay, is going to be so juicy for ancestor season, all right? And that was the last one, so this is a good break. So anything on that energetic support that rang any bells? Are you feeling like all this is up for you all in terms of recalibrating your values and your presentation and what you want to be known for? Is that shifting? And did it shift in a big, you know, essential way in 2015, the last time she was there? Or go back one more to 07 and to 99? I think it's interesting for me because I specialize with the Venus Circle in that. And that's exactly when I started, it was 99. And so every time we hit a Leo cycle, there's an upgrade in my presentation for sure that I can definitely track. Britt, you coming through? You're just saying.
Yeah. Yes, I am, Kelly. Thank you. So yeah, this is all like hitting me right home and it's so helpful. So thank you so much. I just like stepped really truly out of the role of being a student for so long, and now I'm a teacher, and that kind of really like started this year. And you know, in the beginning of this year, I said the word for me was embodiment, and so like here I am at the 8th month, and I'm like really embodied. I actually just cut all my hair off, like I'm like completely just like revamping like my social media, how I show up, everything. So it really helps me to recognize that I'm on the right path, because even though all of this is happening, it feels kind of confusing because it's all so new. And so this just helps me to just know that I'm on the right path, and then to incorporate all the other things too, like you said, upgrading our spiritual practices. And I know that like now that I'm a teacher, that looks totally different than it did as a student. So this is just so helpful, and I just sending love and saying thank you.
Thank you, darling, for being here and contributing your energy. Love it. Anyone else before I go into special activations? And the divinations are very juicy. And yeah, yeah, I'm using the deck you told us to get, the Ancestor Spirit Oracle deck. Mm-hmm. So we got some good juju. Yes. And the resets that happen, they're happening internally. So then it all starts showing up externally, I promise.
Absolutely.
All right, y'all. So our special activations are juicy too, because all these planets are in places they ain't been in a while. And one of the things is with that Venus retrograde, what the only activation it's really doing is squaring off with Uranus. This is Leo to Taurus. So this recalibration has to do with getting back in touch with your authentic self and authentic nature. How can you honor your nature more? Let's be our nature, which is love, usually our default settings, our love until they get skewed by worldly crazy. So this Uranus is waking us up though, is cracking us open to new values and new priorities in either your relationships or finances or both. And again, with how you're presenting things. So you're liberating yourself from an old way of expressing, an old way of loving, an old way of doing relationship or sexuality or creativity and fun and games and theater and storytelling. I mean, Venus in Leo is juicy. It's delicious. It's wonderful. And in a way, we need that reset because we've all been through so much over the last 2 to 4 years. And Capricorn was the last cycle, had us super serious. So look for those ways that you're getting kind of cracked open. When Uranus cracks us open, what I mean is we've outgrown our container a little bit. And I always picture the crustacean that has to slip out of its shell and into another shell. And it's kind of vulnerable in that in-between place. And when you're growing and changing, you're in the in-between place. Okay. And so we got to be mindful when that happens. So Venus is recalibrating with Uranus. And then she's initiating. Remember, I said August 13th and 16th, we're all tied up in that new moon zone, is very juicy with Venus there in Leo. All that juju is initiating a new cycle of either 18 months and or 8 years for us. So think of how you want to present yourself and what you want to be known for going forward for the next 18 months to 8 years with Venus. And then Mercury retrograde activation, the only thing it's really going to touch in Virgo is a trine, which is a blessing and ease and grace with Jupiter and Taurus. So what I love about this one, this is micro to macro with your consciousness. Mercury is your individual thinking and consciousness, and Jupiter is kind of what you believe and a higher consciousness. It expands on whatever you're already doing, right? And if they're getting together in an ease and grace way, and in the earth signs, then we can actually manifest these ideas, these creative ideas that are coming to us right now, or the desires for the quality food, quality intimacy and sexuality, quality financial security, and the things that we need in terms of our material comfort. We can call all that in, but there's this recalibration of the systems for living, of your health and well-being. What is healthy for you? What is natural for you? And we're going to have to do a little bit of intentional solitude and be alone a little bit in order to recalibrate that. So be mindful of that over the next 2 months as well. This one is so juicy. I had to write it down because most of you have heard about Pluto. I did Pluto moving into Aquarius. If you missed that, just email me directly and I'll make sure you get the postcard goodies and the replay. It's up on the YouTube channel as well. But Pluto is at the end of Capricorn right now, 28. It only goes to 30 degrees and it doesn't even do that. It goes to 29 and then it starts at zero. And so it's at 28. Mars is going to be at 28 Virgo. So it's at the end of the earth sign of Virgo, Mars, who you are and what you want in terms of your daily rhythms and routines. And your, like I said, your health and well-being is all tied up in Virgo. Pluto in Capricorn is transforming, again, your reputation, what you're known for, what you're responsible for, your roles and responsibilities. Since we let go of things that drained us, what are you now calling in? And this is a transformation of who you are and what you want with ease and grace. It's almost like shedding the skin has been effortless and there's no going back. We're all new people. We're all birthing ourselves at this next level. And it's deep. With Pluto there, there's no going back. And then the last one is August 27th, is Sun in Virgo opposite Saturn in Pisces. So Sun is usually you, the individual, opposite this Saturn reality and purpose integration with Virgo Pisces. We're back to what's healthy and natural for you and what is going on with your daily practices around your body and your spirit, your spiritual practices and your physical health and fitness practices. So if you're not into any of that, you need to upgrade. You need to find something you like to do with your body. All this Taurus, all this Virgo, all this energy is putting us in our bodies, getting our attention on our own systems. And the value in that is that your body is your communicator. Like we say, the monkey mind plays tricks on you, but the body never lies. The body will always let you know what's going on with you. And so it's a direct connect to certain information that you need to tell you what's going on around you so that you understand what's really happening. And so we hone that. We hone those skills like instincts and intuition in certain ways. So our support, our animal support, y'all know I'm into my animal medicine. This month for August is dolphin, and we just did that live event. The archetype is the lover. So we are rebirthing how we do this love, how we like to be loved, and how we like to love other people. The housekeeping is around the self-expression. We're composting old attachments that no longer serve, and we're seeding new passion and authenticity. And we're calling in dolphin to help us do that. So my mermaids and my water babies, my yemayas and oceans, get down with some of that water energy and see what comes forward for you. And then trigger warning, I know some people don't like spiders, but I love me some spiders. They're grandmother energy, they're creative energy. And I've worked with them a lot and never had a challenge of any kind. And archetype is the healer. So for September, we're shifting from the lover to the healer. And we're moving to do the housekeeping around our lens and filters. Okay, so remember earlier I said right now we're getting in touch with our fire and passion and vitality and the love and the heart of Leo. Next month in Virgo, which is the beginning of September, all the way to September 22nd when our date is cut off and we move into Libra with the fall equinox. This is your processing time and it's physical processing at that. This is the time where we look at our year, what we've been able to do thus far, what we want to get done by the end of the year, and can we actually carry this rhythm for the next 9 months to a year? So we are thinking about that. And the lens and filters, the processors, what I'm reminding you all is to Mercury retrograde, Venus retrograde, this has got us reflecting and reviewing, right? So if we're thinking about our lives over the last, you know, 3, 6, 9, and 12 months, 3, 6, 9, and 12 years, however you want to look at that, then think about what is real and what is imagined, what is hidden potential and what is a blind spot, what is relevant or useful. You know, these different filter questions that you want to think about when you're asking who you are at this new level and what you want to express and how you want to do that. So we're housekeeping the filters, composting the old system for living because it no longer is going to support this upgrade to the heart and the expression that you're trying to do. So we want to compost that and seed the new rhythm and routine. So that is the animal support. And Spider, the reason we like Spider for that is Spider builds her web so that everything she needs comes to her. So when you cultivate your routines and rhythms in a way that it allows everything to come to you organically, naturally, and right timing for you. That's the other thing we call in with Virgo. You follow your Pisces intuition so that you can determine your Virgo right timing for you, the individual. It's very personal and private. It's your systems. Okay. So now, anything on those activations? People have any questions? I can rattle those dates again. These are good prayer days, y'all. So on August 15th, even August 27th, these two dates would be really good. And September 13th for calling in those reciprocal relationships, profitable partnerships, creative collaborations, conscious contracts, and constructive communities. And flourishing friendships. Those are good prayer days for that. That means light a candle, put a glass of water, and write out a little petition of what you'd like to call in terms of higher level interactions with other people. And cover that with personally, professionally, intimacy, and otherwise, okay? Look at every way that you partner and do things with other people. Then August 24th was Mars to Pluto. So that transformation with ease and grace, that's a good prayer day to call that in. And August 27th was Sun and Saturn. So that's your identity and purpose, working it out in a certain kind of way that is more natural for you. So that's a good prayer day for that too. And now our divinations, and I'm doing a drum journey tonight, y'all, but I do realize now I left the drum down there. So I have to go down and get it. Ready for these divinations? The name of the oracle deck is Ancestor Spirit Oracle Cards, Ancestor Spirit, and it's a guidebook by Jade Sky. And in the PDF that'll be in your goodies, it'll have the name of the deck and the artist and everything. So, oh, wait, now that we're so close, I could probably show you these cards. Hold on. Let me see if they're right on top. Yes, they are. Oh, this is great. All right. So I started out asking for guidance about our pre-harvest assessments. What is that all about? Now, one of the reasons we love this deck, besides it being beautiful artist. So can you all see this Lakota Indian native with his eagle totem with him? And it's called Spirit Guides. And the keywords are insight, guidance, and purpose. This is our guidance for pre-harvest assessments. So whatever's going on with you in terms of relevant reflections, we're going to look to the Lakota people. This is one of the reasons we like this deck. Every single card is a different culture whose ancestors are giving us advice. The Lakota belong to the Great Sioux Nation, a group of tribes indigenous to North America. The practice of questing for a vision is central to the Lakota people's spirituality. Before embarking on this quest, the quester visits a holy man for guidance. The quester then enters a sweat lodge and shares a sacred pipe with a holy man to cleanse their spirit. After prayers are sent to Great Spirit, the quester takes their sacred pipe and tobacco to an isolated place where the quester will be alone without food or drink for 1 to 4 nights. A vision quest. The quester pays attention to messages, signs, dreams, or visions from their spirit guides. Okay, so that's our angels, ancestors, archangels, Orisha, animal spirit guides, all of that. Your invisible team is what I call it. At the end of the quester's time alone, a symbolic object such as a feather or stone is collected to keep in their medicine bundle. The quester then returns to the sweat lodge where the holy man helps them decipher the messages and signs so they better understand their meaning. The ancestors say your spirit guides are calling you. They want to give you clear messages to help you on your true path. You may not be able to go on a traditional vision quest, but you can embark on a spiritual journey. Learn more about who your spirit guides are and explore ways of communicating with them. Make attempts to hear, feel, sense, and see your spirit guides. If you are unsure of how to communicate with them, meditate and ask for a sign about who they are or ask for help from a spiritual friend or mentor. It is the right time to connect with your spirit guides. You are ready now. Do not be afraid because your spirit guides are already guiding you and protecting you. Pay attention to any object that you feel drawn to, like a crystal, rock, or feather, which you can keep as a spiritual talisman. If you find a special item, keep it safe and use it in your spiritual practice. Okay, so pre-harvest assessments include us going to our guides and asking them for confirmation, validation. Does this still have juice? Does this still have energy? Is this where I should focus my time and resources and things, right? And be more organic and native with it, right? So think about how that pops up and look for those things to happen along the way. Now, the guidance for renewing your creative fire, because so much of that came up. Now, this was deep. Honor the deities around you. And this is the Egyptian culture. So I know I got a bunch of Egyptian people up in here. Look at Miss Robin Lee. Honor the deities around you. The keywords are prayers, offerings, and help. So now we're looking for help with the renewal of our creative fire. The ancient Egyptians worshipped a pantheon of deities, all of whom had specific roles to play. Over 2,000 gods and goddesses were thought to be at work, influencing everything from the people to the weather, seasons, and crops to natural disasters. There were deities to protect the living and others to safeguard the dead in the afterlife. People sought the favor of the gods and goddesses by recognizing, honoring, and worshiping them through ritual prayer and offerings. Pleasing the deities meant they would continue to keep the world in divine order and the people safe. They were called upon for personal reasons and community goals and were seen as spiritual helpers who lived among the people. Many of these deities are still worshipped by modern day Egyptians and people from different cultures all around the world, Ashe. It is okay to ask for help from the spiritual world. This card has appeared for you because an angel, guide, or other spirit helper is assisting you with a question or problem. Ground yourself, psychically protect and shield your energy. Then meditate, listen, look, feel, and pay attention to what they are trying to show or say to you. You may feel drawn to learning about or working with a specific god or goddess. So those of you who do practice the Yoruba tradition of Ifa, you have your Orisha or your other deities that you know of that you work with consciously and directly. Let's call them in to help you renew the creative fire. Develop your knowledge and relationship with a deity that you feel connected to. See, it doesn't have to be an Egyptian god or goddess. It could be a deity from a completely different culture. You may be surprised at who you feel drawn to. You may like to learn how to prepare a ritual or an offering to honor a specific deity. If you already use ritual or prayer to connect with the deities, this is a sign that they want you to work with them more closely. Make time to reconnect with your chosen god, goddess, or spirit helper today. And that's for the creative fire. Then I asked for the shadow to be aware of, and I got the Roman culture. Take a time out. This is their little bathhouse they like to go to relax. The ladies had a special place they could go and lounge and chill. So this is what we got to watch. Siesta, recharge, and rest are the keywords. Ancient Romans are known for conquering lands and having large, strong armies, but they were not just soldiers. They were amazing architects and engineers, too. They built roads, walls, bathhouses, and aqueducts. Wealthy Romans enjoyed a variety of luxurious foods and wines, which they imported from all around the empire. The early Romans divided their day into 12-hour periods, depending on what the light was like and the time of year. Okay, so that's another thing I encourage y'all is to play with the light. Get off these different clocks and calendars and feel into the seasons and the light. I like to do that too. And just feeling again, like what's more natural. They could accurately measure sunrise, midday, and sunset with sundials. The length of the shadows on the sundial helped them estimate the time of day. In the sixth hour on the sundial, wealthy Romans would stop what they were doing and go home to eat a leisurely lunch and have a siesta, rest or sleep. The important thing about siesta was that it allowed for the Romans to rest physically, mentally, and spiritually before they tackled the remainder of their day. So deep breath. Taking a time out is something we've got to watch out for, the shadow of overworking, I think. I think that's what this message is about. And because of Venus and Mercury being backwards, it's not a good idea to push the river, y'all. This is a reminder that you need to nurture yourself, even if you can't have a siesta. Stop and recharge throughout the day, Ashe. Have a cup of coffee or tea, or go for a walk on your lunch break. Take some time out to nurture yourself. Rest and look after your physical body. It is essential to do this before you are too tired or disconnected from your spirit and energy. Practice setting firm boundaries so that you have time to nurture yourself. Do not let other people's dramas or energy interfere with your self-care. And that was part of that Vesta in Cancer. We're going to make our self-care not just important, but sacred and vital to your success and abilities, right? So, deep breath. It is important to look after your energy, so don't feel guilty about making rest and reflection part of your routine. Visualize a safe place and see yourself making a cocoon around yourself. Go to this place whenever you need to recharge. So the shadow to be aware of is kind of overdoing it or trying to demand that things happen in a quick way. And then it was deep because above and below both have to do with the body. The above, meaning when we navigate in the world in public, I got respect your physical body, detox, rejuvenate, and relax. And this is like a winter cabin. It's so beautiful. The card itself is so beautiful. But in public, we're taking a little break, y'all. I mean, I know this is hot time in the summer, but it really is, with those two backwards, not a good idea to be trying to do too much other than restore your energy. And if you go out dealing with outer, external, worldly, others, or the public, deep breath, then this is important boundaries and protections to do to preserve your energy. So we're going to detox, rejuvenate, and relax. This is the Finnish culture. Shared with family members and friends and also used as a birthing space, the sauna has been an integral part of Finnish culture for thousands of years. In a traditional sauna ritual, the Finns held a vita, a branch of silver birch tree, and gently beat themselves to relax their muscles, increase circulation, and soothe insect bites. Oh my goodness. A sauna is a place for detoxing, relaxing, and rejuvenating the body and mind. In addition to cleansing, saunas housed religious ceremonies and thus had rules similar to those of a church. In folklore, the sauna was the home to the sauna elf, is what the Finnish people called him. A spirit who looks after the sauna, protects it from fire and damage, and offers special protection for women and babies. The sauna elf is said to warn the owner of danger or if something is not right. They would only show themselves when they wanted to be seen, and only someone with a clear and open mind could even perceive them. Deep breath. If an elf feels disrespected, they could get angry, behave badly, and bring bad luck. People keep on good terms with their sauna elf and enjoy their blessings by leaving out food, water, and special offerings. So we're getting a lot of repeated messages for that too, y'all. We're going to be tending to our health and well-being, but we're also going to be calling in our deities and our spirit helpers and making offerings to them too, okay? So don't forget your invisible team is part of what you're calling in to assist. This whole 6-week period is taking you to the fall harvest. It's time to pay attention to your physical surroundings, both your body and your environment where you live and work. Your mortal body is just as important as your spiritual energy. It is important to look after the vessel that carries your soul, Ashe. Consider how you contribute to your health and well-being. Also look at the energy where you live and work. Create a sacred space so you can go home to relax and recharge. Okay, so this is again, navigating in public, being really clear about that. Attend to your physical, emotional, and mental space. Like a buildup of dust, toxins, thoughts, ideas, and feelings can all accumulate and start to dull your energies. Create a bubble in your routine where you can process and release stress, emotions, or physical impurities. So we're definitely, once we get into Virgo, it's definitely purification time. So right now we're going back to our heart and Leo, what we care about. But then Virgo means we're going to do this detox and we're going to let go of certain things that don't fit the rhythm and routine anymore. And physical impurities is going to be part of it. Sweat it out in the sauna, rock, run, get some fresh air, whatever you need to do. Notice what you are consuming and limit the processed food, chemicals, or negativity that you are taking in. A cleansing diet or skin treatment will have benefits for the whole self, which is deep because internal, below our last card, was whole self health. And it's the Ayurveda, the Vedic tradition. So this one is about navigating personally, privately, internally for your personal self and private. So in the Vedic tradition, soma was a sacred drink that was stolen from the gods and gifted to humans It is the fire god. Does someone else know how to say the fire god name? A-N-G-N-I is how it's spelled. The fire god. So Soma was prepared in a sacred ritual and consumed by the Vedic priests for stimulation and to give them spiritual inspiration, wisdom, and courage. Drinking Soma blessed gods and goddesses with immortality, and consumption by humans was said to have the same effect. It had a key place in ritual, as attested by many references to it in the oldest Vedic texts. It is associated with the god of sacrifice, who shares the name Soma. However, Soma wasn't the only natural medicine of its time. Ayurvedic medicine developed on the Indian subcontinent during the Vedic period and was used to balance people's bodies, minds, and spirits. Like all the Vedas, it is believed that the sacred Ayurveda texts were given directly to the holy priests from the gods. The texts were passed on for generations as part of a rich oral tradition before they were written down in around 500 BCE. Ayurvedic therapies use complex herbal compounds, minerals, and metal substances. Ayurveda looks at the whole person and treats an individual by connecting them to elements of life, food, and the body. So balancing your elements is a good idea too. Have a look at your whole self. Have you been feeling sluggish or out of balance? Have you been craving a certain type of food or drink? I've actually heard these things being mentioned lately, y'all, not just us. There's other people mentioning these things. Be conscious of everything you're putting in your body, including food, ideas, images, and breath, Ashe. You are what you consume. Be more aware of what you choose to put into your body. Make choices for your wellness. Focus on refining your diet. You may need to add, avoid, or moderate a food or food group. Each person's body reacts to food and drinks in its own way. Only you can determine what is the best diet for you, and you can only do this by paying attention to your whole self. Tiredness, headaches, pain, stomach issues, or something else that you have accepted as quote-unquote normal can be improved or alleviated by change in diet. This card is prompting you to take charge of your health by making a change in creating wellness. I do believe that as we age, things change and our chemistry changes, and so we need to think about these things in terms of what really works for you, the individual. So, my loves, that is our goodies tonight. We had some energetic support, divination. So listening to your instincts and intuition is a critical part of all this as well. Getting back to your heart, we talk about how we want to maintain integrity and let the chips fall where they may, is what we've been saying too. What we say is the people that we love and care about, those who matter, don't mind. And those who mind, don't matter. So we want to be authentic and be integrity. And we may have to go inward to figure out what that is now. What is the new story that you want to tell? What have you been able to pull together this year in 23 so that you can express in these new ways or at this higher level, however you want to define that? And know that you get to define that. You get to define your own terms of the story that you want to tell going forward. And think about your harvest. Think about what it means to prepare for a harvest. What does that mean? That means that you've set some goals for 23. And as they've manifested, you're having to rearrange your life to fit them in, right? For those of you calling in sacred partnerships, you're going to have to make some room. Because a lot of us that stay single for a long time or been single for several years, to even fit a person into your rhythm and routine is a process, y'all. Okay. And I'm doing the opposite. I got, you know, this 30 plus year marriage, and I'm trying to get back to my rhythm and routine and let him get in where he fit in. Not that we're not together, but it's like we don't have babies and animals or anything else to feed, y'all. We ain't got to take care of nothing. So now we can get back to taking care of ourselves, and whatever that rhythm is for us as individuals, then we'll get together and blend that after the Venus retrograde, right? So we've already talked about going to our neutral corners in a certain kind of way so we can recalibrate internally and then come back together to renegotiate the next 18 months to 8 years. So this energy that's supporting us this season is helping you release that which is not part of who you are anymore and release a certain level of consciousness that you've outgrown and moving to those new levels. So I trust. But thank you all for, if you have a burning bowl, we didn't talk about the fire, but we've been writing the things we want to release on black paper with a black pen and then giving it to the fire, burning that as a release ceremony, and then taking those ashes to living water or earth and burying them in the earth or somehow giving them back to mama. And that is one thing you can do in terms of clearing so that you can bring in. And also think in terms of your purification. You might be writing down things that you want to purify out of your system and burn that when you get a chance. And I'm sorry my fire didn't really work out, but thank you for being with me in this sacred turn of the wheel. It means a lot for us to gather in community, and I'm very grateful.